Chapter 25. Rescheduled. When I go back to school on Monday, everything is different. As soon as I walk in the door, I can feel it. Everybody is looking at me. People who never knew I was alive before are staring at me like I'm a freak. I pretend not to notice. I go straight to my locker and drop off my backpack. People slow down as they walk past, staring at the stitches in my ear. I ignore them. When I get to calculus, before I sit down at my desk, Mr. Kesselbaum tells me to report to Principal Jansen. Everyone, including Melissa Haverman, watches me walk out of the classroom. The kid who got beat up. The kid with stitches in his ear. In the front office, I sit on the bench and wait until the secretary calls me into the principal's office. Inside, Principal Jansen and Ms. Niedermeyer, the school counselor, are waiting for me, wearing two of the phoniest smiles I've ever seen.
"Good morning, Douglas. We're glad to see you up and around again,"
says Principal Jansen. Jansen is big, fat, small-featured, and soft-voiced. He always wears corduroys, colorful sweaters, and slip-on shoes. His eyes are the color of mud. Ms. Niedermeyer is the exact opposite of Principal Jansen. Skinny, shrill, wide-mouthed, big-nosed, sharp-chinned, red-nailed, and wearing a crisp navy blue outfit.
"How are you?" she asks.
They are the first three words she's ever spoken to me. Why is she acting like we're old friends?
"Have a seat," says Principal Jansen.
I'm sitting in one of the plastic chairs in front of his desk.
"I guess you had a pretty rough week," he says.
"I got beat up," I say.
"Yes, and you had that little run-in with the police."
I shrug. They thought I was somebody else. Nobody speaks for what seems like 5 minutes, but it was probably only a few seconds. Principal Jansen clears his throat.
"Yes, well, I know you've been having some problems with some of the other students."
"I don't have a problem. I just want to be left alone."
"Yes, well, we've made some, adjustments in your class schedule."
He looks at Ms. Niedermeyer.
"We thought it best to change your lunch period, Douglas. We don't want another incident like last Tuesday."
"Incident?
The food fight."
"That wasn't me."
"Nevertheless, don't you think it would be best for you to eat your lunch at a different time than Freddy Perdue and his friends?"
"What difference does that make? They're in jail, aren't they?" Uncomfortable silence ensues. Principal Jansen shifts in his chair.
"Well, no," he says.
"How can they not be in jail?"
"I know you're upset about what happened.
They tried to kill me."
"Douglas, please sit down."
"Thank you." I'm shaking.